Man, I don't light your fire, your wood's wet. And beyond the cross is a tomb that is empty. That's one of my favorites. Great song tonight. And if you would turn your Bibles, we'll turn. Go ahead and turn to Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Again, appreciate all the effort. And again, my job isn't to thank you. My job is to commend you. Commend you for the eggs that were passed out and the effort going into Easter Sunday. And we're looking forward to see what the Lord does this, for next Sunday. And appreciate our staff, everybody working so hard. I never brag on Brother Wiggins very much, but appreciate the choir this morning. Great job. Just a great job. And we've found out over the last 6 or 8 months, and I've shared this with the deacons, Brother Wiggins is kind of the glue that holds everything together around here. So just keep that in mind. If something's wrong, blame... No, I'm just kidding. What is it? Yeah, he is tacky. There's no doubt. Yeah, it's a little tacky, not necessarily glue, right? All right. Such a serious night. I want to get into... By the way, we're here out of obedience to the Lord. I know sometimes... I grew up in church, taking the Lord's Supper. I remember as a kid and even as a teenager, it's kind of like, oh, hum, you know. But listen, this is obedience to the Lord. Just as if when you got baptized, that was an obedience to the Lord. So let's be reminded tonight that we are being obedient to our Savior. We're doing what He's asked us to do. And in the light of that, we should treat it in a special way, and it certainly should be dealt with in a Christ-honoring manner. And also in our end of appreciating and being thankful for what Christ did for us on the cross. And of course, we did that this morning as well. But 1 Corinthians, I'm not going to read the whole thing right now. I'm going to just give you a verse, and we're going to go through that in a moment. But I want to remind you, Isaiah 53 says that Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. That it was Christ's broken body and blood, His death, burial, and resurrection of the cross that gives us everlasting life. And tonight we come to this time to, as a memorial, to remember what Christ did for us, to remember His broken body and the blood that He shed on Calvary. We're here tonight to partake of the Lord's Supper, one of the two ordinances that Christ commanded the church to partake and to do. Can I remind you tonight, the Lord's Supper is not a sacrament. And the Catholic Church teaches that, that the bread and the wine, or the grape juice becomes in itself grace, that it imparts grace, that it's through the bread and the grape juice that one can obtain eternal life. And that's just not true. Amen. It's not a sacrament. It's an act of remembrance. We are remembering Christ. It doesn't become the literal body and the literal blood of Christ when it's poured into that cup or when you partake of that. That's what the Catholics believe. They teach that, transubstantiation. I wanted to work that in. It's a big word. But it doesn't. It's picturing the body of Christ. Amen. It's picturing the blood of Christ. And so tonight we are doing this as, again, a memorial to remember Christ's blood, to remember Christ's body, just as we remember Christ's death, His burial and His resurrection by way of the ordinance of baptism. So tonight we're remembering His blood and His body. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your love. We do pray that You bless this time. God, You would help us, and that we would again remember the blood that was shed on the cross, and we remember the body that was broken for our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. The purpose of the Lord's Supper is to show the Lord's death till He come. We see that there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. And I'll cover that a little more in a moment. But it's there, it's given, it's the purpose, is to remember His broken body. Again, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Psalm 22 verse 14 says, I am poured out like water. The prophecy there in Psalm 22. And you could go home and read all the Psalm 22, and you could see the prophecies of Christ there. It says, I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. Describing Christ on the cross, His bones out of joint. Psalm 22, verse 15 says, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Verse 16 says, they pierced my hands and my feet. I think David had some insight, didn't he? King David had some insight into what Christ would go through. Verse 17, I may tell all my bones, they look and stare at me. So again, Christ's bones were exposed by the beatings he went through. And there his broken body hung on that cross. And then not only to remember the broken body, but to remember the blood of Christ. John 20, but when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already. They brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers was with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Pierced that sack around the heart, and the blood and the water came out. Jesus Christ gave his life for us. Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And there's so many verses we could turn to. I think about it's by his blood we are redeemed, the Bible says. It's by his blood we are forgiven. All the blood of Christ is so important. There is a fountain filled with blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. When I see the blood, are you washed in the blood? Saved by the blood of the crucified one. Jesus Christ, remembering his blood and his body. Again, tonight the Lord's Supper is an act of obedience. That he said, this do, verse 11, look there at chapter 11 and verse 24, for he says, and when he had given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And you'll notice a command there. This do, it says it twice there in verse 25. It's a command. Number two, it's an act of remembrance. An act of remembrance. We've already covered that somewhat, but remembering the blood and the body that was broken. And I think we just take for granted the blood and the body. We really do. That a man gave his life for us. God in the flesh gave his life for us. That he was beaten for us. It's an act of testimony. He says, you do show the Lord's death till he come. It's an act of testimony. One thing maybe I haven't pointed out very often. It says, you do, it's verse 26. It says, you do show the Lord's death till he come. There is a reference there to being ready for his return. Being ready for his return. We ought to be ready. Amen. And we need to be ready. And then it's an act of obedience or an act of examination. An act of examination. Somebody has said at the heart of the problem is a problem of the heart. And we do have a heart problem. In verse 27 it says, wherefore whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. And that word examine means to test or examine. It means to prove. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, many are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. And he goes on to say, we need to be careful as we partake of the Lord's Supper that we take it worthily. Worthily. Let us examine ourselves, the Bible says. And we've come across this particular verse here recently. I've used it like 75 times. But in James, there on Wednesday night, James chapter 4 and verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. But notice what it says after that. It says, cleanse, this is the same verse, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. The verse continues, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And we need to come to God with a clean heart. Amen? We're going to have an invitation. Sorry. And we always do that. I'm sorry, I messed it up. Let's all stand. We'll have a first invitation. Give you an opportunity to examine yourself. And then we'll partake of the Lord's Supper. Lord, we thank you tonight for your love. We pray as we come to the Lord's table tonight that each of us will examine ourselves, that, Lord, we're worthy to partake of your supper, that we're clean before you, that we are holy and, Lord, right before you, in right relationship with you and right relationship with our fellow man. And I pray tonight that if there's a ought that we have with somebody or, Lord, there's a problem in our life that we're not just remembering, I pray that you bring it to our minds. And, God, that, again, we can take tonight worthily. And we thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing.